Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
3733. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP show, Dead Guy in the Envelope is the game, and you're trying to figure out who this dead guy is by listening to the clues and then asking more questions. You're going to need more in order to figure out who he is. So I'll give you the basic clues to start, and then if you can solve them first, you win the tickets. He was a white American guy. He was a bad guy at several points in his life and a good guy at several points in his life as well. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. He was not a rat. All right, let's get some questions and see how you do. Brian, on line two. You're first. Go ahead.
What up, Brett?
Well, good afternoon, Brian.
Monday, bloody Monday, buddy.
My favorite U2 song.
Was he a 20th century guy?
He is not a 20th century guy. No, he is not.
Is he a 21st century guy?
He is not.
Oh,
good question.
Guy.
Good follow-up.
Look at this guy. Oh, snap. Oh,
very good.
Look at this guy over here. Look at him.
What?
He's got his own game going on over here. He's doing things.
Not 20th or 21st century guy. Nope. Huge key question. 727-579-1025.
Right, what exactly am I missing
I
here?
Where did that just come from? Why didn't Brett just say, hey, whoa, that was good. I just
He went into a character.
He went into a character.
Roger's got his own guy. He's got his own game over here. We're going left. He's going right.
Okay.
Mike is on line three. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys, over here? I got to go to the left. My question is over here, was he murdered?
He was murdered.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
You guys get all the questions right so far. Go ahead.
That's all I got.
Oh, that's
so promising.
All right, so the guy was murdered. He's not from the 20th or 21st century. He is a good guy at several points, a bad guy at several points in his life, white American guy. He was not a rat. Dave on line one. I should have said, he was not a rat.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Turn right
on pieces
that fast.
Dave, tell us your question. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Kirsten Big was great last night.
I don't care.
He's a nice guy.
Okay.
Great.
Hey, well, you guys blew my question out of the water. Said he's not 21st century. So you guys have a great day. Love the show.
Oh
my God. Too bad. James on line two.
Mr. Big fan right there. If you could play Green Tinted 60s, whatever the hell it's called. It's a great one.
That is a great song.
It is a great song. Is it Mind or Eyes?
Go ahead, James.
Did they make movies about him?
Mind.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Was it Wyatt Earp?
No.
Would he be in the same movie as Wyatt Earp?
He could be.
Would he be?
Maybe not. He could be. Could be. That's a clue in itself. He could be. Enzo on line four.
Did he make any movies? His songs, any movies?
He didn't make any movies, no. Any movies that involve him involve his name and somebody playing him, not himself. He was not in the movies.
Not a big 1800s movie star?
No. He was not. Jack on line five, you're next.
Was he an author?
No, he was not. Sorry. Dylan, line three for Dead Guy. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hi, did he sail a boat?
No, he was not a big sailor guy, no.
Did he ride a horse?
Not at all. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did. Yep, he definitely rode a horse. That was his mode of transportation, I would say. Mark on line seven.
Hello, people. Was he in the military?
Yes, he was at some point, yep.
Benedict Arnold.
No, sir. Sorry. Crystal on line one.
Oh, she's gone.
Okay. Lou on line six. You're next. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. Was his nickname the kid?
No, was not.
No. So we're Donna, right. We're correct in the Western.
Yeah, you guys are in the ballpark. Western, no question about that. Yeah. Rode a horse. You're in the ballpark. Donna, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. What line? Hold on.
Line two, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What'd you
do? Donna. Hello? Hi, Donna.
Hi. I'm from New York and Venice, Florida, so I understand.
Let's go, Donna. Venice. Nice.
did he wear a fabulous hat? Cowboy hat.
I don't know if it was fabulous, but I'm sure, let's see. Yeah, there are some pictures with a hat and some pictures without. Actual real pictures of him, so go ahead.
Is it Wild Bill Hickok?
It's Wild Bill Hickok. You win, Dead Guy in the Envelope. Yeah, you got him. Of all the Western people, you picked out the right one. Very good.
Have fun with that name, Monica.
I know.
All right. He was shot in the back of the head in Deadwood. Yep, you saw the show. In Deadwood at South Dakota, basically, he had the aces and eights in his hand. And he, before that, was a vigilante when he started. Then all of a sudden, he was fighting on the Union side of the Civil War. Then he was a marshal. Then he's a bandit again. He's a gambler, getting in trouble. He's back. I don't know. He did everything, whatever he wanted, bad or good. So there's the dead guy.
All right, Ray. He was wild. your Tampa Bay Rays against the Nationals / 30 Seconds to Mars, Jane's Addiction with Love and Rockets, or the Imagine Dragons?
Oh, no.
Hello. Jane's Addiction.
All right, you got a pair of tickets to see Jane's Addiction and Love and Rockets at the Amp on August 29th. Hold on, you're a winner.
Nice.
You know, I used to drink at a place in the Village in New York City, underage, at a place called Aces and Eights.
Oh, really?
And then it turned into a place called Rock Ridge Saloon.
Oh. I don't know.
Why did you? What?
Because he said he was something about aces and eights.
Yeah, he had his back to the door for that one time. And some guy he beat the day before had taken his money, gave him some money for breakfast because he had taken a look at his money and felt a little bad. The next day, I guess the guy was insulted, came back, ordered a drink, and Bill Hickok's back was to him, and he put a bullet right in his head.
Oh.
Whew. Not good. Mm. But that's the way it was in the Wild, Wild West. Things were crazy.
I used to drink at a place in South Carolina called Aces High. And on Sundays in South Carolina, when I lived there, I don't know what it's like now, you weren't allowed to drink. So what they did see was it was a private club, allegedly.
Yep.
And you paid $1 for a card and you walk in and it's everybody's just drinking. Right. It's so ridiculous.
That's how Utah works.
It's ridiculous. Just make it right. Why are we doing this game here?
Because they don't want to.
Right. We had to pay. We were skiing out there and wherever, I don't know where we were drinking, but you had to join, you had to become a member to get in. And then, last call, the beer had hardly any alcohol in it. And all of a sudden, we got there because we were young and you didn't go out till later on. We got there like 11 o'clock, 11:15, whatever it was, and it felt like a half hour, 45 minutes later, they were flashing lights. I go to the bartender, I'm like, what's that? He's like, last call. I'm like, bro, it's 12 o'clock. welcome to Utah.
Utah. That's funny because the Real Housewives of Utah are all drunk constantly. I don't know what. I don't know how long ago that was, but they drink. And I guess
they're drunk at home, right?
No, they're out and about in restaurants, and I think it's against the religion. I think they're all like, we're not.
Sorry, Brett, look at the TV real quick.
I'm looking.
Sorry, Monica, go ahead.
Wu-Tang Clan releases Hard Cream drink to celebrate 30 years.
There you go,
since
Brett.
Debut.
Brett has the
Wu-Tang rules all around me.
I didn't want Brett to miss that opportunity.
Brett has the cream t-shirt. Sick.
Will you, is that something you'll partake in? Will you?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah. I mean, you have
Let's go.
Right?
Thanks for the heads up.
Dude, I remember when they came out, when these hard seltzer, not the seltzers though, but the... when they came out with the hard sodas.
Hard Lemonade.
Around that time, but then they came out, this is not your dad's root beer.
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, my God, was that good. But I jacked my father up. I gave him one. He had one. Next thing you know, he spent the whole, because my father does not drink and he's on a ton of meds. But I was like, Dad, taste this. And he tastes it. And he loves root beer. So I gave it to him.
He thought it was good?
He loved it. He's like, where did you get this? This is excellent. I'm like, it's got alcohol in it. He goes, no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. I was going to ask if he's a happy drunk or an angry drunk, and he just is tired.
He doesn't
drunk.
He's a sleeping drunk.
My dad was never a big drinker.
Falls asleep. Listen, if he's ever having sleeping problems, I guess you know now a nice root beer, spiked root beer will do the trick.
I think I've seen my father drink. Other than like wine at dinner when family came from Brooklyn, that kind of thing. And even that was like a glass with the peaches in it, the wine with the peaches.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, it's an old Kindle thing. it's three times. Like once when we went fishing in Cabo, once I took him to Key West, and then maybe.
Did he have one drink each time? Is that really?
No, those times he went.
Oh, he actually
like,
drank.
He went for it, but I've never seen it. Other than I've never really seen it.
Does that factor into why you don't like to
drink in the air? It sure does. And another reason is because a lot of my son's friends' parents just don't care. And they make fun of those parents. The kids make fun of the parents. Especially one of them, one of the moms.
So you want to look cool in front of the kids?
Not that I want to look cool in front of the kids. I don't want want my son to be embarrassed of his father.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's not like truly 100% honestly to his heart embarrassed, but all teenage kids are embarrassed by their parents. That's just facts.
I don't need
But you just said one of the kids.
I want to set a.
They make fun of the mom. Like, because she drinks too much, right?
Hard.
Right. When Courtney was in like third grade, her and the girls, I don't know, it must have been like at one of these like festivals or whatever for the school. And she said, oh, yeah, Mrs. So and so, whatever her name was. She goes, me and Elizabeth were saying that she goes, blah, 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 blah. Like they were in third grade. They didn't know she was just trashed on red wine.
Right.
And she was just yapping. And that's, I mean, and that's at third grade. I mean, in high school, I imagine they would, you know, if someone's a drunk, they're going to hammer them.
And the other thing, Mom, because the truth of the matter is, I don't drink that much anymore. Yeah. I just don't. I'll have a couple of drinks. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
It's not like a sport.
No, it's certainly not like it used to be. Right. You know, I don't smoke pot anymore. I don't know. I hate waking up hungover. Hate it.
Well, I mean, and you're right. Nobody likes it. But I mean, I think
it's not worth it to me. That's my
thing. It's not. But we're at the age now where that's like a rarity. That's like on a special. If someone's 50th birthday, or like that's when you just go all out, you're going to be hungover the next morning. But other than that, like on a Friday night, you can just have some cocktails and have fun, and then. No hangover in the morning because you didn't go nuts.
I can, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't seek it. You know, if I'm just around the house, I don't, unless I'm having a day, you know, if I'm having a day, then I'll go in and I'll pour a tequila or something like that. But few and far between. I don't search it. I don't know. I don't look for it. I don't need it.
Well, you just said earlier that you go out to dinner and you don't go to bars.
We go out to dinner and I have a couple drinks at dinner. You know, and we went out afterwards and I had a couple more drinks. But if I had five drinks over 4 or 5 hours, that's what I drank. You know, that's just
you can have five shots within 15 minutes. Come on, JP.
No, I've done it. I've been there, sister. You know, I'm not preaching. I'm not judging anybody who does it. I'm just saying, for me, I'm like the whole hangover thing. I'm done with it.
Yeah, that's not fun. Nobody
done with it.
Yeah, understandable.
Haven't had that in a little while.
And the other thing is, with me, when I do drink, the next morning, the anxiety kicks in. That panicky feeling kicks in.
Of what?
And I don't know why. It just does.
What do you mean?
It's the withdrawal from the alcohol. The alcohol coming out of my... coming out of my body causes that anxiety stuff. And
what do you is it anything specific you're anxious about?
No, it's just something about it's the alcohol coming out of my system. It's
you can't even fix it.
It's the rebound. I can fix it if I take a Xanax. I don't want to have to wake up and take a Xanax.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay.
I know.
So drug on.
Pop this song on. Your hangover's gone.
I don't know.
I love this song.
That's pretty good.
Well, and I hated that I loved this song because it was Mr. You know?
It's not your band.
No.
For sure. Last time we drank heavy, we had a DD. It was over a year ago. And we had a van full of people. We all went to the same restaurant, and then they had a bar in front with the band. We were all drinking. It was a lot of fun. We got home maybe 2:15, And they drop us off. All right, see you later. And we go up to the door and unlock the door. And before you know it, they're all getting out of the van. Like, one more drink.
Yes. Yes. Okay, fine. One more.
And so at 3 a.m, we're making guacamole on the island in the kitchen.
That's a good time. And that's when I think my FOMO kicks in. I'm like, if they're going to have one more, then I got to have one more. Because what are they going to, what's going to happen? All right, yep. I got to stay.
It was a great night. We started with roadies because we had the designated driver was perfect. This girl's husband. He just doesn't drink, and he's more than happy to drive us.
Oh, JP. So then, do you drive since you don't have? You're not going to drink. You might as well be the DD.
I'll never be the DD. I hate drunk people.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's no fun.
Well, what good is your sobriety then? What good is you not having any drinks?
But I'm not sober. And a lot of times, I'll take an Uber just in case. Like when I go to my buddy's house to watch the fights, I take an Uber there just in case.
Just in case. Rule number one with the Uber: get hammered. Otherwise, just drive.
Monica, which part of I don't enjoy that aren't you getting?
Drive.
You do you? Well, I don't know because I might tie one on. I might eat some mushrooms. I don't know. I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather spend $40 on an Uber than $10,000 on dealing with a DUI.
Right.
Sure. Understandable.
And being on the newspaper. That's
right.
No fun.
Right, and then there's that.
That's no fun making headlines in the newspaper.
Not those.
Or online. Nope. Not at all. All right, we're Roger JP. Dead Guy in the Envelope was brought to you by MarkSpain.com. We'll play again tomorrow about 12:15. Be right back.
It's Roger.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.